What's up, guys? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. And just so you know, I really appreciate every single person that listens to this podcast, because it doesn't happen without you guys. If no one listened, I wouldn't make episodes. So thank you very much. Now, this podcast is going to be short and sweet, and it's going to provide a bit of a rant on my opinion about training. I made a post about this, and this is kind of what I'm about to rant about is kind of wrapped around that whole post and some of the responses and comments I got off of it. So let's talk about this. I'm going to tell you why training trumps assuming every single time. So here it is. I talk to people in this industry at every single level on a daily basis. I talk to apprentices. I don't talk to all of these people every day, but I have a conversation with at least somebody at a level, going from the top all the way down to the bottom of this industry on a daily basis. So from apprentices to helpers to journeymen to manufacturer reps to CEOs or presidents of companies to wholesalers to counter people to people behind the scenes and tech support. And the reason I do this is because I want to know more. I'm just thirsty for knowledge. And why is this? Why is that? Can we make things better? How do we improve? And one of the ways we improve is through training. I had a conversation with Paul Schubert, who is the president of Rapid Locking System, a couple of weeks ago. And he was telling me about, and he posted this publicly online. It was a fitting that somebody pressed wrong. Like, they put the tool in the wrong spot of the fitting and pressed it wrong, and was having issues and was getting upset. Well, he used the tool wrong. So the only person he should get upset really is himself. But the whole discussion was like, hey, well, training would help with that, would it not? And I'm like, hey, manufacturers train, yes. But what about, this goes to my post, what about suppliers and wholesalers that sell the product, support the product with training themselves? Why not? Okay, this was sort of my idea. A lot of wholesalers and suppliers do this already. Okay, they'll either have someone in-house that trains on the things they sell because they've been brought up to speed and educated by the manufacturer, or the manufacturer reps on it, so now they can relay this information in a training course to their customers, or they bring in the manufacturer or the manufacturer's rep to do the training. Regardless, if you sell a product, it's always best to support it and provide training on it. It's just a good look, right? And when I made that suggestion, some are like, well, why is it on the wholesaler to train? Well, the wholesaler sells the product, do they not? I get the manufacturer should be doing training as well, because they're selling the product to the wholesaler, but the wholesaler is selling it to the technician. So why not train the technician on the product they sell, because it's going to create a better experience for the technician, it's going to create less headaches for the wholesaler, and it's going to create less headaches from the manufacturer that's selling it to the wholesaler. So, I mean, that kind of got squashed by saying, by some people saying, yeah, we're in wholesale and we train, or hey, I've been to a bunch of wholesaler trainings lately and they're good, and it's always good to catch up and get up to speed in the industry. So that kind of got squashed fairly quick, and that was easily sort of discussed, and the conclusion was, yeah, sure, we should be training at the wholesaler level. Now, there was a comment that was made by someone on Facebook that blew my mind. Well, not blew my mind, but it was different from the norm. This guy said, he's like, I've been in this trade for 40 years, and with all these new changes to this industry, I should probably go back to school. And usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the ego saying, ah, I don't need that. Or, you know what I mean? It's, yeah, that's no good. It's too big. It won't work. There's all kinds of excuses because they don't understand it, so they put it down. That's just normal. That's the way humans work, right? They don't understand something. So instead of understanding it and taking the time to understand it, it's negative comments right off the bat. And if you're online and you're in different, doesn't even matter if you're in HVAC groups and stuff online, if you're online for anything, you can see how negative the world can be, especially when they don't understand something. Instead of asking questions, they make assumptions, instead of saying, how does that work? They say it's not gonna work. So it blew my mind to a certain extent when this guy said, I've been in this trade for 40 years and I should go back to school and relearn. Well, I mean, he doesn't need to go back to school. He just needs to be trained up on the new methods. You don't have to actually go to school. There's all kinds of literature and videos and manufacturer trainings, wholesaler trainings that you can go to get yourself up to speed on new equipment, new tools, and new methods. You don't really have to go and sign yourself up for school. Not this day and age, I don't think, because there's so much information out there. But the fact that he said that tells me that the industry has changed so much for a guy that's been in the trade for 40 years to say, I need to relearn and I need to go back to school. That says a lot. Now let's get to this post that I made about saying, hey, if we want to stop issues with press tools, train people properly on the press tool. Now, from those that have been trained, those that have done it properly, they'll tell you and they'll report back to you that any leak they have, it's usually because of the error they've made in either the pipe prep or pressing it wrong or anything like that. But there's a ton of people that have done it methodically and right that'll tell you that they haven't had any leaks yet in press, which tells me if you do it right, you're going to be successful and you're going to have a good experience with the tool. And this just happens to be about press. Okay, it could have been about brazing, it could have been about heat pumps, it could have been about anything. But this conversation was about press and my idea collectively to have this whole wholesaler training thing done. Right? And some people were like, you know what? This is my opinion, but people should already know how to do this. And they're referring to they should know how to prep pipe properly already. Okay? Yes and no. You can't assume that everybody knows what you know, and you can't assume everybody's been taught properly or trained properly. People, there's so many people that's been in this industry for 15, 20 years that have bad habits. Those bad habits have been brought on by the way they've been taught. So we can't just assume that everybody should just know. So if I could run this experiment, I would love to. If I could take 200 techs and split them in half and have 100 here and 100 there. Okay, the first 100, I give them, each one I give them a job to go press in a system, right? And I say, here's your kit, here's the manual, go press away. But I take the other 100, I bring them into a room where I can sit them down, I can discuss the product, I can discuss the R&D, the working pressures, the testing pressure, show them some videos of how these things use a hydrostatic pump to pump them up and they burst at the pipe ends up bursting before the fitting does. Just some background info. And then I take the tool out, I explain the tool, how the tool works, how to obviously put the battery in, how to put the jaw in, how to prep the pipe properly, how to deburr it, how to clean it, how to mark your depth, how to put the fitting in and inspect the fitting to make sure there's no defects with the O-ring or anything like that. And then press it in and make sure the little RLS stamp is there on the ring and then use the gauge to make sure it's pressed properly. If I went through all of that and then I got everybody, all those 100 techs with their own little kit, just practicing for a half an hour and I went and corrected all their little mistakes and then put them out into the field, who do you think more mistakes would come from when it came to press? Do you think the first 100 that weren't told a thing, but just given the kit and a manual, or the second 100 who spent an hour or more learning about the tool and learning how to press properly and were instructed by an instructor? They were visually instructed, right? Because most of us are visual learners, let's be honest. And then went through the actual motions of it and all their little mistakes were corrected as they went through the motions. I can guarantee you that second set of 100 would have way less mistakes, way less leaks because they were trained properly on the product. This isn't a new concept, guys. it's documented through time that when you train a group of people on something, usually the success rate is elevated because more people understand it better. And that training helps. We can't, like I said, we can't assume everybody knows how to ream a pipe properly, how to clean a pipe properly. I have seen technicians that's been in the trade forever and go braze a joint together, and they take a dirty piece of pipe, shove a coupling in, and braze away. They don't ream it, they don't clean it. These things are important because cleaning the pipe accepts that silphos a lot better, okay? It'll prevent a leak over time. Deburring and reaming it out, it will prevent turbulence around that fitting. So when you don't ream it, you have this little lip, right? And as the oil comes around the outside of the pipe, the oil can get kind of caught there, right? And that's a negative on its own, but the refrigerant moving through and hitting that lip causes turbulence. And that turbulence can end up causing a leak because it's very turbulent in that area and it's constantly hitting the walls of the pipe instead of moving through the pipe. We don't have like a proper laminar flow. We've got this turbulent flow happening. So it's really important. And a lot of people don't know this. Guys have been in the trade for 20, 25 years, still don't prep their brazing properly. So assuming people know how to do this is kind of offside to me. Proper training at every level, manufacturer and wholesaler, and even in-house at your shop, if your shop has somebody that knows how to train properly, is very important for the success that you're going to have with tools, equipment, and your day-to-day life in the trade. So anybody disagrees, they can get a hold of me at any point in time through any channel, Facebook, Instagram, my email, gary@hvacknowitall.com. I don't see how anybody can disagree with training helps. Anyway, that's my rant. But one last thing, guys, if you guys enjoy this podcast, if you guys have learned from it, could you guys do me a solid and leave a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast? And a written review would help too, so I can read it and understand like where the podcast is at from your standpoint and stuff like that. That would be totally amazing. So anyway, guys, I'm out. Happy HVACing.